This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, by the way, whether you're listening to AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 KFYR. It's K-Fire, right? Of course it is. Or KLTC, 1460 on the western edge in Dickinson, North Dakota. 1090. KTGO, beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, oil capital of North Dakota, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, Ray, that part of North Dakota that I love, great folks there. Anyway, wherever you're listening or online or on the apps, iHeartMedia apps, we have the Flag app. We love the fact that you are tuning in, and we appreciate you very much, so thank you. Never underestimate our gratitude for you, the fine listeners of this program, as well as your wisdom, as well as your contribution to the conversation here on the program. As this radio program takes more calls from more places than any, by a mile. Okay, it's not even close at all. And same with the amount of interaction we have by text and emails and. We really appreciate that. But love those calls. And if you have a question or comment, remember, just put this in your speed dial. We have the Oasis Petroleum Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. The Oasis Petroleum Hotline is sponsored by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. And they really love the spirit that North Dakotans have, which is that be the buffalo, turn to the storm. You know, that attitude that says, I'll take whatever comes. I'm going to actually go into the storm. That's what they do. And that's what North Dakotans do. And that's what the folks at Oasis do. So we love celebrating that with the hotline. And you can call that 24-7 at 855-200-1776. All right, Senator John Hoeven on our newsmaker line right now. Hello, Senator. How you doing?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
Lots of stuff to cover today, but I'm first kind of curious what you think about tonight's debate. Did you serve with Joe Biden? Did you serve at all with Biden? Was he there still when you got to the Senate?
No, he was, vice president when I got Senate.
He was already gone, yeah. You only got to deal with him as a vice president, but he doesn't.
I can remember visiting with him at length. I can remember one time a good friend of mine, Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, and I came out of the Capitol building. He was there, and he visited a long time. I mean, he's very personable. I mean, he likes to visit, very talkative, and then I worked with him on stuff, and he called me, and so I've talked to him quite a bit.
What do you think about tonight? Any if you could whisper in the president's ear, any advice for him?
I think it's going to be really fun to watch. Very interesting. I mean, I know you're excited, Scott, right? I mean, I think everybody's looking forward to the debate very much. I think they're going to have a tremendous viewership, and I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, there's a report now, a couple of them. One, Trump is asking for a third party to verify no devices in the ears of either candidate. That's kind of interesting. And then evidently the Biden camp has come back with they want breaks, which isn't a good look. But
there's going to be back and forth, and how all that goes. But I think people are very interested to see the debate. They see President Trump all the time. In essence, President Trump's out there every day debating the media, so they see him all the time. But really, former Vice President Biden hasn't been, and so I think people are very anxious to see the debate and see how it goes. And that's why I say I think there's a lot of interest in it, and I think it'll have very high viewership.
How would you handicap this race right now? Do you think would you rather be Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I think that the president has momentum right now. I think when you look at the polls, it looks to me like he's coming back in a number of the key battleground states. And again, it goes to issues. I mean, it's such a clear choice in this election. I mean, you have to look at, the law and order issue, this defund the police, the rioting, for example, that's going on in cities like Portland, the defund the police in Minneapolis. And so, again, the president's out there very strong on law and order, support for our law enforcement. None of this defending the police. Strong support for the military. Strong support for freedom and free enterprise. And the other side really, it has a very different agenda, including an agenda that really is moving us towards socialism. And obviously that's a great concern. And so I think it's just a very, very clear choice here.
Questions or comments for Senator Hovind? Welcome on the program today, 800-228-0550. If Donald Trump were to lose, what, give me a quick top three things where North Dakota loses in a big way. What's at stake for North Dakota in this race?
Well, for us, right off the bat, that whole Green New Deal and the energy, can you imagine, with no fracking and the regulatory requirements and so forth of the Green New Deal, what that would do to our energy economy? And we're an energy powerhouse for this country. And so you can imagine how difficult that would be for our state right off the bat. The law and order thing, I think, is a concern for everybody in the country. Obviously, we'll still maintain law and order in North Dakota. That's how we do things. But even as close as Minneapolis, you've got that defund the police thing. And I think people are very concerned about that. Socialized medicine, people are not going to have choice and competition in their health care. Those are all things that are going to affect North Dakotans right away. And there's many others just in terms of less personal freedom and a tougher time for small businesses. Those are all things that would affect us directly.
We're hearing a lot since the nomination of Amy Comey Barrett, but prior to that too, from Democrats about Republicans, if Donald Trump's elected, if the Supreme Court votes, there'll be no protection for those with pre-existing conditions. They love that one. They've already decided
That's just wrong, Scott. Not only has the president said repeatedly and clearly that we'll make sure that there is protection for pre-existing conditions, I think every Republican has said that, whether they're in the Senate or the House. That's clearly our position, that we will make sure that pre-existing conditions are covered. It's not even a question.
Yeah, and yet it must be a little frustrating for you to see that pounded away again and again and again. Very little challenge from anybody in the media on that point either.
Right, so we just have to keep saying it. But, we've been very clear on that, as well as keeping people in your policy past age 26. But the difference is we don't want socialized medicine. We want people to have choice. We want competition. I think Americans will be very unhappy if they can't have any choice over their doctor and their nurse and their health care. I think they'd be very upset. And that's what happens when you get socialized health care. I mean, look at Canada. Look at these other systems.
Yeah, good point. Chris, on the road for Senator Hovind. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had called in probably about a year ago and spoke to Senator Kramer about it, but I was just wondering, does the FEC have their quorum yet? Because at the time they had not, and that's when I think it was Rashida Tlaib was going through her campaign finance and the AOC and all that. Now with Ilhan's latest ballot harvesting scandal, I was just wondering where we stand. I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
I couldn't hear. Was he talking? Did he ask about the Federal Election Commission or the FERC?
He did. Federal Election Commission, FEC.
Yeah. Yes. I have to check to be sure, but I think they do. Yes.
All right. So, yeah, got your answer there. Appreciate that, Chris. About a minute left before the break here.
And, Scott, I'll double-check. I want to make sure I'm right on that. We'll get back to you, so make sure we got it right.
Sounds good.
Because I'd have to check to be sure.
There are members of the Senate, a growing list now, including your leader. You're not, I guess it is the minority leader, not your leader, Chuck Schumer, that have announced they're not going to meet with Amy Coney Barrett. They won't meet with her. What's your reaction to that?
Well, they should meet with her. I think she's just an exceptional candidate. And not only just incredibly intelligent, incredibly accomplished, poised, just so impressive in so many ways. I love the fact that she has school age. She'd be the first Supreme Court justice with school age kids. I mean, think about, you know, that when she's on the bench. It brings a perspective that I think is so important for everyday working Americans. But the thing is, and this is what I was adamant about when I was governor, I got to appoint a lot of judges, including state Supreme Court justices. And to me, the key is this, that they enforce the Constitution, they enforce the law. They uphold the Constitution, they uphold the law. They are not there to legislate from the bench. They are not another legislature. And that's the key, and that's why she's such a good candidate, because clearly she brings that the right judicial perspective.
Take a quick break here. Come back with more questions from David and Fargo for Senator Hoeven and others. Welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, where the home cooking and the grab-and-go convenience are about a stop away. Folks, to have a great lunch today. Stop by and see him. Tell him Scott sent you. More after this.
Farmers and operators don't always have to get a new piece of machinery to get state-of-the-art performance. Intelligent Ag was built by farmers and innovators to deliver technologies to help you get the most out of your ag equipment, improve performance, and high return on investment. We offer the industry's most reliable flow monitoring and selection control solutions for air seeders and fertilizer floaters. The next time you're thinking about upgrading your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Moving.
Yeah,
it's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Back on What's On Your Mind at 20 past the hour. Senator John Hoeven taking your questions or comments right now at 800-228-0550. You can also text
good,
that in.
Good pick on the music there, Beach Boys.
You,
that's great.
You like that? Yeah.
I'm picking up.
We got all good vibes on debate night tonight. Yeah. Good job. Kevin Flynn on the tunes.
Thanks, John.
He's back. Good pick.
800-228-0550 or the email scotth@flagfamily.com or the text at 701-367-2054. David Fargo for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Senator. Over the recent years, the media has never talked about the total number of deaths per year by state. I checked into the average number of deaths over the last 5 years on our state, and it's not out of line at all. I think we should look at the average number of deaths in each state and talk about that compared to what's going on now. Everybody's scared about dying from COVID. It's not happening.
Well, what you see is in a lot of these cases is that it's the comorbidity, and it's elderly people with comorbidity. So I understand the point you're making. And again, you know, what I've always said is obviously we have to do it safely and so forth, but we've got to get our economy open and going and get back to school and business and everything.
Absolutely,
else.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, so.
But I think the media's got to talk about the fact that people aren't all dying from this. The number of deaths is quite normal in each state.
That's really amazing. I've seen the statistics, and if you go 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020 through August, month by month, you know, it's the average amount of deaths. I brought that up to the chief of staff to the Corona Task Force at the White House and asked him if they'd done that nationally. He said, we've looked at it nationally. He said, other than a little spike in April, it's flat nationally as well. You know, so you talk about, yeah, we just hit a million deaths, but it's not a million deaths that would not have been there but for COVID. It's the same amount of deaths, and obviously people have underlying conditions. That's a challenging situation where they are obviously more vulnerable, but they're not dying in higher numbers. So that tells you this isn't the problem that it's been made out to be, doesn't it?
Well, it's important point to look at that, and I had not thought about that, the point that Dave just brought up here. I had not thought about that, but that is something important for people to understand because it may help them in terms of, you know, addressing fears and concerns about COVID. So, it's important to have perspective and understand something like that.
Appreciate the call, David. Let me go to Dustin in Bismarck for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yes, sir. I was looking into... Why does Great River Energy Company out of Minnesota own the coal rights to North Dakota Coal? And how do we allow that out of the state?
Well, I don't think that the Great River Energy owns them. I think that North American Coal owns, actually the individuals own them, and then North American Coal typically leases them and pays royalty for mining the coal. But I'm not aware of that Great River Energy Company actually owns coal interests.
And we're allowing that money to leave the state. Just, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm concerned with coal plants closing and what we're going to do about it.
Right. Okay, so that's where I was going. I'm very concerned about coal plant closing, which is why I'm doing a number of things, including getting the tax credit so that for carbon capture, they get a substantial revenue assistance in terms of trying to keep those coal plants going. And so the concern with Great River Energy is they've decided, you know, that energy goes to Minnesota, and they've decided they don't want the energy from coal. And obviously I don't agree with that, and I'm trying to find ways to make sure that we keep that plant in operation. And the biggest one is try to help with the revenue bottom line, even as they meet all these environmental requirements. So your point, your underlying point about keeping the plant going, I agree with 100%. Very important, not only supplying energy to Minnesota, but we supply energy to about 9 different states, and we do it with low-cost, dependable coal and with the best environmental stewardship in the country.
Appreciate the call, Dustin. I know that there have been a lot of negotiations going back and forth. Last we heard, it sounded like things were moving pretty quick on a COVID relief package. Now there's a few, a bit of palace intrigue here, including the House now saying that they favor a $2.1 trillion-dollar plan. What's the latest on the COVID relief?
So Speaker Pelosi now put forward, I think it's $2.2 trillion dollar plan. And as you know, we passed a targeted relief plan. It was actually about $300 billion in new money. And I think it really, covered the important things. It was more PPP, help for back to school, help for vaccines. We had some help for farmers and ranchers in there. And, it's about $300 billion. It's a targeted plan that gets help to the people that need it, but yet recognizes that these are taxpayer dollars, and we've already spent $3 trillion. And so we just can't get Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats to come down to something reasonable, but we're going to continue to work to try to do it. She's still at $2.2 trillion.
Can't make it up, that's for sure.
It's unreal. She just, I don't know if she just doesn't want, why not pass our plan, and then if she wants to work to try to get more or do more, she can. I don't understand.
But what, wasn't the plan for you to go back this week and pass something that there was some agreement on?
Well, we're going back now to pass the continuing resolution, which will fund the government. That's at a level funding. And the big fight there was she wanted to exclude funding for the farm bill, for the CCC, which is how we fund the farm bill, as well as some of the disaster assistance. And that was the last thing we had to fight over. To get agreement, she was holding up funding for our farmers and ranchers. And so I got, 47 different farm groups and a bunch of senators, and we went to work. And Senator McConnell stood with us, and we held out until she finally, we forced her members and her to agree to fund our farmers and ranchers. But why would you hold that out when you're funding the government? Why would you do that to our farmers and ranchers? So, fortunately, we won that battle. They passed it in the House, and now we're going back and we'll pass it this week in the Senate.
All right, let's see here. Dustin wasn't quite finished. Another comment to follow up on there. Sorry, Dustin. Go ahead and finish what you had to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you, with the increase of solar and wind power, the D.C. coal becoming a specialty resource to emit blackouts and such, when there is a decrease and they can charge a higher rate, which bring more revenue to North Dakota.
Yeah, that's another thing we're working on. That's right on, Dustin. It's the reliability factor and making sure that the grid is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that you don't have any blackouts, don't have any brownouts. Coal is that baseload that's always there and helps make sure that we have it. It's that it gives us diversity in the fuel mix. Right now you're seeing in California, you're seeing blackouts. They're fighting fires, and they're already got problems with brownouts and blackouts. And if we keep baseload on, we make sure we don't have that problem across the nation. So that's a great point, and it's one we're pushing really hard.
Dustin, thank you for the call. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. We'll have Senator Hoeven back after a busy week in D.C. and another little recap. Thanks a bunch, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Good chatting with you. PetroServe USA bringing you today's program. What's for lunch today? How about a hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie? Valley City location. Meatball dinner in Harwood. Beef noodle at 12th Avenue Fargo and I-29. Or country fried steak in West Fargo. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've opened our new state-of-the-art facility for our School of Engineering, filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. Our engineering faculty is world-class and now have a beautiful space to do their craft of educating our students who will go out and serve their communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, or civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Discover more at umary.edu/engineering.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The nominee on Capitol Hill this morning, the president's Supreme Court choice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, appearing on the Hill for meetings with Republican lawmakers, accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence, who defended the administration's efforts to get her confirmed ahead of the election.
We believe the Senate has an opportunity to lead for a fair and respectful consideration. A hearing, we urge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett.
The National Guard has been deployed in Cleveland ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. The Cleveland mayor says the Guard was brought in to assist local assets and to make sure any protests are handled in a peaceful way. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
You know, this show is packed with lots of fun. Great conversation with our listeners and topics that are in the news and on your mind and various guests. We had Judge Deneen today and Frank Sanford, and Judge Deneen Pirro was on. And it feels like, on an average day, that, you know, we're cruising along at about 80, right? We're just exceeding the speed limit by a little. But it moves pretty quick. Would you guys say, Leah, our digital goddess here on the program? Kev?
Yeah.
You would? Chris Larson, our producer, yeah. Does the day feel like about 160? I don't know what it is, but
right. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
There's just a lot
happening. And now we get to talk a little bit about a very important topic. Money. And actually, your money. Even more important. And, you know, your plan. What you're doing. Brian Kronk is here from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James. Managing partner of the firm, financial advisor, certified financial planner. And Brian is a senior portfolio manager, which means he actually manages the money. And a lot of financial advisors will sell you a product or send your money off to, you know, New York City or for someone else to actually manage it. Brian and his team have the knowledge and expertise, and they do it here. And they manage money for you right here in North Dakota. So that's kind of nice.
Right on.
Yeah, that's what you do, isn't it?
Love it.
And that's why you get asked to talk to a lot of folks, too, about, hey, help me out here. What are you doing? What's your secrets? You know, right? I mean, all the things behind the scenes that drive your decisions, people really like to know that.
Well, normally I'd say I'm pretty popular at cocktail parties right now, but there is no cocktail parties right now.
Yeah, you're right. There's that. Yeah. So we have to do it virtually. We'll make you popular on the radio here.
That sounds great.
Exactly right. And speaking of the markets, we probably should start there. I mean, it's probably a question you could get asked 100 times a day. You know, what's the deal with the markets? What's going on? But what is actually happening in the markets right now?
You know, the markets are not necessarily in a great place. You know, so technically we are actually in a correction. But you wouldn't know that. We just saw a big up day yesterday, and it's been a real shallow, kind of gradual, kind of sneak up on you sort of correction. But a lot of those big stocks are selling off, and kind of this yucky feeling that you feel in the air or when you turn on the news media, whatever, all this negativity, that's in the market right now, too. And you can just see that there's not a lot of follow through. There's more selling. Everybody's a little bit more guarded and cautious, and it's not a fun time in the market right now. And so we're actually very defensive right now.
Now, a market correction is perfectly normal, especially after you've had sort of the robust year that the market has had this year, right? I mean, that's normal.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, I always tell our clients, you know, you should expect that. If you're a participant in the stock market, you should expect, you know, 1 to 2 corrections every 18 months. We usually get a couple of 5% pullbacks, and then we should get like a 10 to 15% pullback once every 18 months. And so we're due for that. We've just had this huge rise, you know, off the bottom since March and April. And so we're due for a pullback. We're in the month of September, which is historically the worst month that we have each year. And then we're also right before a presidential election, which just adds to the volatility and the negativity. And so when you think about that, we're certainly due for one. This sort of measly correction where it's, you know, half in, half out, I'm not a fan of that. I'd like to just, you know, sort of flush the toilet and get it over with. But at the same time, if we're just going to move sideways for a while, we'll work with that.
Now, how much is this the news? I mean, it's back and forth. You mentioned the election, but just in general, I mean, COVID, it's not exactly been a bang-up year for you know, life in America. I mean, is that negative news over and over and over wear on the market?
Oh, it certainly does. Just like it wears on our psyches, you only can handle so much of that. It wears on in the market, and people are hesitant to put money to work. Fund managers and other institutional managers like myself start to get a little bit more guarded and cautious. And so I've gotten to the point where I just say, you know what, let's not even talk about the negativity or the market. In fact, you know, even today, you know, one of the things that we should maybe do is just focus on those things that aren't going to be affected by the news or the politics and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so this is like good news.
Right.
This is things that we should be excited about. And regardless of what happens in the election, regardless of what happens in the news, you know, we can bake these into the cake, huh?
Exactly. There's so many good things out there, and yet you turn on the TV or whatever, and all you see is the negatives, and that does affect people. And so it's good to focus on those things that are exciting. I mean, I get excited about just the fact that, you know, how do we create wealth for our clients? How do we help them maintain their wealth? And it's really a simple concept. I tell our people, I want you to own high-quality companies, and then I want you to basically own them and run them. So you think about it, it's no different. You know, if we had a hot dog stand or a hamburger stand, you know, we would make money regardless of who's in office or what's going on in the election. Every lunchtime would come and we'd just sell hot dogs and hamburgers, you know, to all the people that we could. And that's how we'd make our money. We wouldn't just try to, you know, sell our hamburger stand to somebody. We'd sell them a hamburger instead. And the same thing goes with the companies we own in the market. We tell our clients, we're going to have you own really high quality companies, just like if we were to own stock in McDonald's. And we're not going to make money by trading the stock per se. We're going to make money by owning a hamburger company and selling those hamburgers.
No, and I like that. I like that. So it's, you know, and again, shiny object of the day, hot new stock that you're hearing about at the cocktail parties that don't exist anymore,
right,
are not the thing. That's,
correct.
That's not the thing. You're saying the key is the work to define a great company that has great promise. And go there. So how do you do that, by the way? How do you know it's a great company?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, and I don't just say, you know, we don't do any of that stock trading, because we actually do quite a bit of that too. But the real wealth, in fact, when you sit down with us and we go through our philosophy, our real wealth generating machine is made up of owning those high quality, good companies and just being an owner. And it goes to just what we would do if we were, you know, buying an individual company. We look for companies that have, you know, great products, the best products in their industry. And we look for companies that have great leadership and great management. And then we want to, you know, essentially own those and buy them at the right price, that sort of thing.
Interesting. Let's talk about some of the companies that you own in the portfolios you manage now. Give me
sure.
an idea of some of those companies that build that wealth.
Well, yeah, there's some good companies out there. I guess before I jump into that, let me just kind of, you know, throw this out there. You know, I'm willing to talk about some of the companies, but none of these should be taken as buy recommendations or anything like that. If you want to know what we're specifically working on today, you'd have to call our office and we can talk about those individually. But we can talk about some of what we've owned and what we're owning now and why they're so great. I mean, you know, one of the great ones out there is just Apple. You know, you think about it, Apple Computers, what they used to be known by, and that's what they would sell as Apple Computers, right? Now they do so much more. They're a lifestyle company. They're a brand.
They really are.
It's incredible. And if you think about just their last big announcement they just had, came out with a new watch. You've got a watch, right?
I do. Yeah.
Yep, I've got it. And the watch already is enormous. It's a computer that's on your hand. I don't mean the size of it is enormous. I mean what it can do. You wear this thing, and it's keeping track of the weather for you and the time and all these normal things, but it's also got your calendar and it can hold your music. But think about this. It's keeping track of your actions. You know, I can take a walk and the watch will notice that I'm walking and it'll say, hey, do you want to track that? Or I can go swimming and it'll say, hey, I see you're swimming. So it notices my motions. It can track my heart rate. I have a friend whose life was saved because he was having a heart attack while playing racquetball. He didn't even know it. His watch told him, hey, call 911. Something's not right with your heart. So this is an incredible device. The new one that they just came out with, not only does it work underwater, but it's going to start tracking things like our oxygen levels too. So it can see if we're breathing right when we're sleeping, you know, all of that stuff. These things aren't just watches. They're basically a medical device. And that's coming out of a great company out of California.
It is. And it's to the point now where, you know, if they have a new Apple Watch and you are a fan of Apple, your watch, you just got to have it. You got to have the latest. You got to have, you know. So as you say, it's a lifestyle company more than anything right now. And whether you really need another watch, you want the watch because it's the latest.
Right.
You know what I mean? You now that one works fine, but oh, that one's got a little extra on it. They've just figured it out. It's really pretty amazing.
Oh yeah.
How about Home Depot?
Home Depot is another just great company. There's an example of good management. They know what they're doing. They don't fall into some of these little trends and fads. But think about, again, you were looking for those companies that aren't super impacted by the election or the news. And Home Depot is one that's taking advantage of things right now. So housing starts. So keeping track of how many new houses are being built in this country, they're at an all-time high, the highest number since 2006. So, you know, say what you want about our economy, but we're building more houses right now than we have in 14 years. So that's phenomenal. Well, a lot of that business is going to go through Home Depot. Contractors of all shapes and sizes buy their supplies, they buy their tools, they buy all this stuff at Home Depot and other places too. But Home Depot is definitely, you know, making money off of that. So I love that. I love a company that we can continue selling stuff. But not only that, you have all of us who are sitting at home more because of COVID. We're not going to those cocktail parties. And so what are we doing? My wife is saying, hey, let's paint the walls or let's do this or that, you know, home improvement project, just patching up holes or nicks in the walls or things of that nature. And so what do? You go to Home Depot and you buy some of those supplies, some of the tools, you know, that we need for that. And it's not just Home Depot, Scott. There's other companies too. Sherwin-Williams is doing really well right now selling paint to all these people, you know, building new houses or just sprucing up their house. Or think about companies like, you know, Tempur-Pedic, Tempur Sealy. All kinds of people right now are getting new mattresses. In fact, it's hard to find a mattress out there. They're sold out.
Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Unbelievable. Too bad MyPillow isn't a public company. Now, Zoom is another company I was going to ask you about, because that would be considered maybe a little bit of a shiny new object. Fairly new, but just took off with obviously all the work from home stuff, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. And what I love about Zoom, they're what I call one of those vocabulary stocks. So you think about every so often we have companies that take such a prevalence in our society that their name or their product becomes the word. So Google became a verb. We Google things. We don't do an internet search. We Google things. Even if we're on Bing or something else, we're still Googling, right? And Zoom is the same way. So if you think about it, just like we use the word Kleenex to mean any tissue, right now there's lots of companies that do teleconferences, but Zoom is the one that's captured us. They've made it the easiest. They've got the biggest market share and growing. Doesn't matter that Cisco does it or Microsoft does it with Skype. We're all focused on Zoom. And so even if we're doing another meeting, we call it a Zoom meeting. I love those kinds of companies. And so, yeah, our clients can make a lot of money by owning Zoom and participating. Think about this. You know, you talk about your daughter in school all the time. I've got a daughter in college as well. And you think about, you know, what's going on just even here locally they're talking about. And it's a little bit of a controversy that we're going back to distance learning. But what's the one thing that all those have in common? Zoom. We're doing Zoom meetings with our relatives. We're doing Zoom meetings to go to school. We're using Zoom in the business setting. You know, all these things happening over Zoom. Guess what? That's a company I want my clients to own, of course, at the right price. But you get into Zoom and you make money every single time somebody's having one of those meetings. I love that. We get to ring the register.
Are they going to start charging me soon? Because I haven't paid a penny for Zoom. I assume a lot of these companies are. They're having to license it and have it all. But
if you want all the bells and whistles, you got to subscribe.
Got to pay the box. That's why they're a solid choice here. All right, we have one more. We'll get to that when we come back. And anything else we need to cover, we will with our friend Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk. Take a short time out. Back with more after this on What's on Your Mind. hot spring spas and pool tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. 10% off your entire service bill every Tuesday. It's Discount Tuesday. Your warranty lasts a lifetime, and the 2020s have got to go. Over 8,000 on new 2020 GMC Acadias. I mean, the list goes on and on. 6,000 on the new Terrain models. 2020s, Buick Encore GX, $3,250 purchase alone. Giving them away. Got to get rid of those 2020 Schwann Buick GMC.com.
11 o'clock on What's On Your Mind, continuing our conversation with Brian Kroc. Brian is from Collins & Kroc, Raymond James, managing partner of the firm, financial advisor, certified financial planner, and senior portfolio manager. And we're talking a little bit about that today and how Brian manages the money. Stays right here, manages the money right here. There's not a, you know, a lot of financial advisors are going to sell you a product and then send your money off to some fund manager somewhere else in New York City or wherever to manage it. Brian and the team have the knowledge. They have the expertise, so they manage the money right here for you in Fargo. A couple other companies that we'll want to talk about. Then I want to talk about how we can take advantage of this.
Yeah.
I know because I already do. And it's just, you know, fun to work with Brian and his team and have them understand what your plan is, what you want, and then just go to work, you know. And so I'd really highly encourage it. It is, you know, if you feel like you need a reboot, you just, you know, it's kind of the same old, give these guys a call, I'm telling you. Great way to go. So let's talk Visa, MasterCard. There's another one been around a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not always a brand new company like Zoom that you need to own in order to make money. There's classics, Visa and MasterCard. And, you know, I explain these to our clients, Scott. How would you like it if I gave you a penny? I mean, sure.
That'd be okay.
Make a wish. Yeah. But, you know, what would be better is if you could collect a penny from every single person in Fargo or the state of North Dakota or the country. You think about it. That's the business model of Visa and MasterCard. All around this great state and this great country, people are transacting business on their credit cards, and Visa gets a little piece of a penny from every single one of those. Same with MasterCard. I love those because they're basically ringing the register all day long. I don't care if you're buying coffee at Starbucks or, you know, getting something at Target or whatever. I get a piece of that because I own Visa and MasterCard, and that's what we want our clients to do. So we get them into those kinds of companies, and so they get a little slice of the pie from every single one of those transactions. It's a beautiful business model.
Does it tend to sway one way or the other with you know, a tough economy or when things are down? I mean, I would think obviously consumer spending for a while went down during COVID as an example. Do they dip or not?
They certainly can dip and ebb and flow with the market, but what I love about their business model and why I want to own a company like this, it doesn't matter what the recession is, it doesn't matter, you know, who's in office or who wins the election, you know, we can own a company like this because we're still spending money. Instead of buying $5 Starbucks, I might be hoarding, you know, toilet paper or who knows what, but I'm still having to spend my money and buy stuff. Maybe I'm buying plumbing supplies or auto parts at the auto parts store because I'm not affording a new vehicle this year, but I'm still spending money and I'm probably still putting it on my, you know, debit or credit card. And so Brian Kronk and his clients get a slice of all those transactions.
All right, another quick one, Dexcom. Tell me about that. Never heard of it.
Dexcom's a great company. That's one that we got into earlier in the year. And you can start to see some of their ads here and there. But it's just great. There's a lot of research and a lot of technology going into helping people with diabetes. How would you like it? You have diabetes, you have an iPhone, you pull up your app, and guess what? There's a little implant in you, and they can measure your blood sugar right now without taking any kind of a, you know, blood test or pricking your fingers. But even better than that, you can do it live. So literally, you know, you can be eating a candy bar or eating a banana and watch how that affects your blood sugar as you're swallowing, as you're eating, as it affects your system. Amazing technology. And what's great, diabetics love this because you can see that maybe, you know, an apple really spikes your blood sugar, but guess what? Maybe that banana doesn't. So you can literally test this stuff live and figure out what your body can tolerate and what does well and doesn't do well for you.
$400 right now. And some change. Yeah.
Great company.
Obviously, the market sees some innovation there. I love it. All right. So if people want to learn more, talk about where you'd start. And what I really encourage people to do, if you know, you have assets that you want to have a little better managed and have you know, a fund portfolio that is managed right here, I mean, with somebody you look in the whites of your eyes, what do you do?
You can just give us a call. We're always going to start out. We're going to have a get-to-know-you philosophy meeting. We're going to learn what's appropriate for you so that we can build you a private portfolio and a plan to go with that. And then we'll see, is Dexcom or is Visa, MasterCard the kind of company that you should be in? And then we'll build that portfolio for you.
And, folks, if you want to find out more, you can, by the way, Brian has the Brian's Bits.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of nice. Little tidbits in your monthly newsletter, right?
Yes, that's been a huge hit with people.
Yeah, so just nice to have that kind of always out there with different ideas. Sort of like today, just a few bits that you got right here on the radio. So you can call their office or you can send them an email. If you go to the website Collins and Kronk, collinsandkronk.com, K-R-A-N-K, there's a little contact us note on there, and click on that, and then they'll send you the Brian's Bits. It'll get you on the mailing list, right?
Absolutely. You can get that monthly from us. There's no charge for that.
All right. Heck of a deal. Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James, and financial advisor, certified financial planner, and senior portfolio manager all in one. Thank you for the time today, sir. Good to see you as always.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Great to be here.
We all took good notes.
Awesome.
Yes, we took good notes. We're learning a lot today on the program. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, by the way, since 1908. Think about that. There's a company that's been at it a long time. Gold standard name, H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor work. Over 1,000 buildings managed now with their Link service, effective environmental maintenance agreements. It works great. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Well, we'll recap the big debate tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Tune in.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Pfeiffer's Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowauer, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pfeiffer's Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman. For online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.